A new study says there would be substantial health benefits in the upper Midwest if more electricity from solar and wind power is added and coal fire generation is cut back. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has more on the Harvard University research.
Coal-fired power, which produces carbon emissions, provides about half of Wisconsin's electricity. That's five times what comes from renewables, including solar, wind, biomass, and hydroelectric. Renewables are expected to grow through utility-scale solar farms and solar panels on more homes and businesses, possibly also more wind turbines. Harvard University School of Public Health researcher Jonathan Bionocor looked at 10 regions of the U.S. electrical grid and calculated the health benefits of reducing carbon. He says the upper Midwest would gain the most from less coal and more renewables.
And the reason for that is the combination of the fuel type displaced and just how many people are exposed to those air pollutant emissions. So in the upper Midwest, that was the region that had the highest reduction in coal and the associated emissions with coal, and that was a large driver behind why the benefits there were so high.
Bionocor says cleaner air could mean fewer cases of lung and heart disease and strokes, possibly also fewer problems with low birth weight and preterm birth. Bionocor says burning coal can create problems across a big footprint.
Especially from sources like power plants, the health impacts can actually occur very, very far distances downwind just because the air pollution is getting emitted from a location that's at higher elevation, so the pollutants are able to spread for longer distances.
Bionocor says he also looked at better pollution controls on coal-burning power plants or what would happen if the carbon was captured and stored. He agrees those steps would reduce greenhouse gas emissions linked to climate change. But Bionocor says factoring in the health benefits makes adding renewables the more cost-effective way to go. Bionocor says the study did not look at any potential negative health effects from renewables, such as wind turbine noise or blade movement known as flicker. He also did not look at disputes over transmission lines being added to carry more electricity from wind and solar. On the other hand, the study did not analyze the health of people living near coal mines or natural gas wells. Harvard's Climate Change Solutions Fund paid for the study. It's published in the journal Environmental Research Letters. Milwaukee-based We Energy says it has a long-standing commitment to environmental performance. For example, the firm says during the last 30 years at its Oak Creek power plant, emissions of three major pollutants have gone down. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.